Cold front moving through the Midwest tomorrow into Friday will likely generate some scattered showers and thunderstorms in many areas across the Midwest. The precipitation will be followed by some very chilly air that will likely bring a more significant bout of freezing temperatures to the upper portions of the Midwest and a part of the Northern Plains. As we go forward into the week next week, there will be at least two reinforcing shots of cool air that will help to assure that frost and freezes occur rather deeply into the northwestern portions of the Corn Belt. It is that time of the year, after all. We'll look for this first frontal system to bring in rainfall across a big part of the Midwest, with good coverage expected as we go from Wednesday into Friday. Precipitation will start off in the northwestern portions of the region. Most of the precipitation in that corner of the world is probably not going to be very impressive, certainly not in the Dakotas or Minnesota. But as the disturbance in the frontal system work their way to the east and southeast, we'll likely see a better chance for rain in places like Iowa to Wisconsin and Michigan. Some areas could pick up on 3/4 of an inch to maybe as much as 1 1/4 inches or so of rain, and that will certainly be welcome and useful for use in the spring next year, perhaps, but it's coming rather late for any good benefit here for this particular growing season. We'll go ahead and bring the precipitation across the remainder of the Midwest, and rain totals will probably run 1/4 to 3/4 of an inch most often, and there'll be some local totals maybe getting upwards to around 3/4 of an inch. The precipitation will all be helpful in assuring that we keep a very good environment for wheat planting and establishment. The odds are relatively good that we'll see some good drier weather occurring right after that frontal system passes through the region. That frontal system will likely be followed by a few days of drying that will occur across the region, and because of that, we'll likely see the ground firm up again for a little while. There will be another reinforcing shot of cool air coming southward across the region as we move on out into the early part of next week. Sunday and Monday in particular will generate a few more showers, but the first frontal system will have cleaned out the atmosphere of moisture fairly well, and so we don't expect to see much rain come out of the second front. Nevertheless, we'll still see 30 or 40% coverage of amounts upwards to 1/4 of an inch. This again occurs Sunday, Monday in the northwestern part of the region, probably Monday into Tuesday in the southeast half of the region. A third frontal system, again reinforcing the cool air in the north central parts of the country, will likely occur as we get into the middle to latter part of next week, probably a Wednesday-Thursday event in the northwestern Corn Belt and Thursday-Friday event for the southeastern parts of the Midwest. And again, this occurs next week, so this is about 10 days out in the forecast. We will expect to see some benefit coming from the shower activity in this third frontal system, but because it is following the other two and there shouldn't be a lot of moisture around in the atmosphere, we again don't expect the precipitation to be very impressive. Now, those frost and freezes that are going to take place will start off being most significant in Montana tomorrow morning, and then for the North Dakota and Minnesota crop areas, we'll probably see those most significant maybe on Monday morning of next week. And then they may send the coolness across the Great Lakes region after that, and the next reinforcing shot of cool air will likely show up as we get a little bit deeper into next week, and that will possibly bring frost and freezes through a larger portion of the Dakotas, Minnesota, and Wisconsin, maybe some frost down into Iowa and Nebraska. But this event will probably stop short of going sending freezes down beyond Minnesota or South Dakota. Nevertheless, it'll be turning colder. The growing season will end in the north-central parts of the country, and we'll likely see at least a little bit of shower activity coming with this last frontal boundary. After this, we should see a bout of Indian summer weather for the north-central parts of the country, and the rest of us will see a drier and somewhat warmer biased pattern evolve. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.